Well, Stuart, how are things going in the Silver City area?
Things are going well, Edmundo. How about down in Las Cruces?
Well, waiting for the monsoons to get here, and they sometimes come and they go before you know. Sometimes they're gone, and sometimes they hang around for a while. The usual. Well, let's get things going because, this issue with the district attorney is not going away, and it seems that now there are calls for an investigation into the district attorney. So let's go ahead and talk about that.
Sure. Senator Hallie Morales sent a letter up to the Attorney General's office, essentially asking them to look into District Attorney Francesca Estevez abusing her power in this area. Some of his claims include a conversation that took place between Francesca and a probation and parole officer here questioning Senator Morales's brother's qualifications at a certain position he holds here in town. And she had told us that she was just calling to find out what the qualifications were, so because she wanted to recommend the job to a friend. But the probation and parole officer, in an email to one of his higher ups, kind of said that he thought the call was very inappropriate, the way it was handled, and she had even asked him to keep the conversation confidential. So there were just some questionable things going on there. Nothing's really come out of it. There's no charges against her, but Howie is now calling for her resignation.
In this
as well.
situation, you have to ask, what is she thinking by placing this kind of a phone call at a time when issues around her are pretty critical?
That is a great question, Edmundo, and it's something we can't really answer at this point because she's referring everybody through her attorney. And she briefly spoke to me on the record last week, but then since then has referred me to her attorney again.
So what's the status now? So Howard Morales is calling for an investigation or a look into abuse of power, and she's referring all calls to her attorney.
Yep.
What happens next?
Well, I think a lot of people, and there's been a lot of uproar on social media as well, especially Facebook here in the county, that people are saying, she should step down. And that's a pretty good consensus, it seems like. Many, many people say she should step down. And at this point, if she is to step down, she would have to remove her name from the ballot. And that has to take place by September 6th. If she does so, then the state Democratic Party will be able to appoint a new candidate for the election. If she steps down after the election, then the governor would appoint somebody until the next election.
Well, let's talk a little bit about civics here and government. Who is her boss?
That is a good question. I guess I wouldn't know the answer to that. I think it would be the attorney general. But she, the district attorney is the highest form of law in any given region. Even though she can't make arrests herself, she is the boss of everyone, essentially, in a way.
In a way. But, when you've got this type of situation where there's so much controversy that is growing, who is supervising her to see if she's doing her job adequately and to determine what next steps should be taken?
I think that would fall on her peers and other elected officials like Howie Morales. And he's been the one who's been a really big proponent of let's look into her behavior and what's going on there. And I guess the Attorney General's office would be the one to investigate it. They would be her boss in a sense, but I think it does fall on other elected officials. If they feel something is wrong, then they need to step up and say, let's look at this. Why is this person being held to a different standard than you or me?
And of course, the boss of the elected officials are the voters.
Exactly.
Well, Stuart, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week and follow up on this.
Thanks, Edmundo.